Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I can't believe we're in the month of October. The leaves are beginning to turn here on the East Coast. It's always a beautiful time of year. Let's Find Out is honored to have a wonderful guest tonight. Her name is Madeline Suzo. And she began perceiving the human energy field at age 15, and she sensed images, colors, sounds, feelings, and stories with inside other people's bodies. That's interesting. She lectures on physics of the psyche and connects between the seen and unseen worlds, where body mechanics and self-awareness meet. She has taught Regenesis, a powerful awareness training, both nationally and in Canada, and her work has been mentioned in 3 healing books, Psychonumerology and Medical Intuition, Sacred Biology and Energy Healthcare, and Learning to Live with Attention on the Energy Field in Which We Exist. So we're really pleased to have Madeline with us. We're going to talk about the infusion with cells of the self, learning how to train the mind and to train the body to direct your cellular function. Good evening, Madeline. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very, very well. This is wonderful. I think that you're doing with sacred biology. It's very, very high energetic work that you're doing.
That would be a good description of it.
What is Regenesis, and where can people find out more about it?
It's a hands-on healing art that helps people regenerate cell tissue. And let me unpack that a little bit. It's an actual physical way to feel spiritual or source energy.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, Ed, how do you experience that?
Yeah, it's different than most healing arts because we actually tap into the cell's own intelligence in the language mm-hmm. and the frequency of the cell.
I understand that. I wrote a book called Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and described this in detail. I'm so thrilled you're talking about it.
Great.
So you're a professional seer, and you're able to pierce the veil. The veil, I say, of past lives. I know you say of separation, but I don't really like to think that we're separated. I think that we're here to discover our true whole self. Mm-hmm. So talk mm-hmm. to me about how you access the mind-body wisdom.
Well, there's different ways that I do that, and there's different ways that I teach people to do that. I just naturally started seeing inside people's bodies when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was kind of a very natural ability. Kind of like, you know, we see with our eyes, but we don't walk around thinking, oh, how did my eyes do that? That's an incredible miracle. You know?
Well, so in my belief system, you'll see when somebody needs you to see because you're carrying the energy for healing, and you certainly don't see into every single person's body as you're passing them on the street. It happens spontaneously, and it happens really at the request of both blessed higher selves. Do you agree with that?
I very much agree with that. It's so funny because when I tell people I'm a medical intuitive, they go, oh, my God, are you reading me now?
I know. Everybody does that. It's so annoying.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no. That would really drive me crazy. I see in the third dimension like everybody else does, but I also have the ability to see beyond it.
Actually, you're walking in the fourth dimension, if you really want to know, and you're on your way up to the fifth, but you are in the fourth, and you can go between dimensions, but I believe you live in the fourth. That's just my hunch. Tell me about your states of consciousness and the brain and how the body regenerates.
Well, physics acknowledges that frequency is the essence of matter. So I'm trying to teach people how to return to the original frequency. I call it the original wave. It's the mm-hmm. same frequency that evolves in babies in the womb. And there is a kind of a field of creation energy that serves as a bridge between this information and matter. And it's a very loving field, and I try to bring people into that field with various modalities, but Regenesis is one of them.
And that's what Deepak Chopra calls the gap.
Exactly.
Right. So there is a space beyond the fourth level of the aura and the blessed higher self, where I believe holds universal knowledge. And that mm-hmm. when we tap into that, not only can we heal, but we can attain any kind of an answer to any question that we need.
Right. You are very familiar with this.
Yes. I'm so excited to talk to you. I want to know about your unique ability and your intuitive self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The healing resonance, right?
Yes. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot more information coming out about the brain and how it functions. And I was very fortunate I was so disgruntled by the school system that I decided to take on my own education when I was like 13 and 14.
Oh, and my goodness, that's wonderful.
It is. At that time, it turns out that that's when the brain wants spiritual information. So we kind of do the wrong thing in society by forcing kids into academia at that stage. Because mm-hmm. I couldn't go, I was a straight-A student and, you know, at the time, kind of a math genius, and so school was really easy for me, so I could do it. Yeah, and then I just started really doing what my brain, just intuitively, just doing what my brain needed, which was opening up my pineal gland.
Mm-hmm. Which now is attached to the ninth chakra, which is behind the skull, at the base of the skull, between the two occipital bones, is the ninth chakra. And what's happening on the planet is that chakra is opening for people that are walking the fourth dimension. And then there's a laser light that pierces the pineal gland and the pituitary gland and comes out through the third eye. So your new point of power is going to be about 6 feet in front of your third eye. If you put your hand up in front of your third eye about 6 inches away and vibrate it, you'll feel your third eye vibrate. Very unique.
and you know, it's other people the rest of the world is coming along now. That's what I find.
Well, they're beginning to. We have a long way to go, I think. You say you're continually having these insights into natural occurring wave particles. I'd like to know about that.
Well, we are a very interesting species, you know. We are kind of like a data set, what I call a data set. You know that information is the base particle of reality, and our body is really just a data set. So what I've trained myself to do, and I try to train other people to do, is to quiet down enough to get to this, what I call the source energy field or the original wave field, and then be able to understand the language of the body's information. It's all there. It's just that our society has pushed us into looking in other directions, looking at the outer.
Uh-huh.
And so I just train myself to look at the outer too. I give it 50%, but if it's the other 50% of the time, I'm looking at the inner source of information, and I can. That's really where a lot of more information is than what the physical reality can
so tell you can see the imbalances.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's wonderful. And it sounds to me like you're a very natural healer, where you can just say, oh, that's too thick. I'm gonna make that just smooth so I can see the light. And then a spontaneous healing occurs as you do that.
Right. That's pretty much because of the way that that's why I use Eugenesis as the modality, as one of my modalities. I teach it because other people can begin to sense that field also. Everyone has the ability to do it.
Absolutely, and we all have the ability to sing, just like Barbara Streisand. Depends on how much we practice and how much we use it.
Right.
We can all do that. But I really would like you to get into the point of how... If I come to you and I'm knocking on the door and I'm saying, Madeline, I'm really discomforted. I have a terrible ache on my right hip, and it doesn't seem to go away. I can't walk in the morning. I feel such aches. What would you do? What would you do for that? A person comes in and says something like that to you.
Well, it depends on what's going on, but first of all, I would look at the energy and see what I think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually sense something, but not always, you know. Sometimes it's very clear and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I would always, for a physical ailment, then I just put someone on the table and I raise my vibration to this creation frequency or the original wave. I raise my vibration. And then I kind of like a battery cable between two batteries. I put my cable, my hand, on the person where the pain is. And then hopefully, because I am resonating at this creation frequency, their body will start to resonate at that creation frequency also, which is also the frequency of stem cells.
Actually, I term it a little differently. Could I try to make it a little bit more clear, Madeline?
Yeah, sure.
The blessed higher self of you, which is your universal body, holds the energy of the fifth dimension. You're able to merge to it completely and align yourself with the new spiritual chakras. As you're working on the table, you're asking the body that might be in a lower dimension to align with their higher self. It could take a little bit longer, but once they do, regeneration happens and magic happens.
Well, actually, that's a part of it.
Uh-huh.
There's a really scientific piece here that has to do with the way that cells communicate and the way that matter acts. That's
right.
Where this is, regenesis is really different. So I don't go to their higher self. I don't do any of that. I can do that, and it's not that I don't, you know, occasionally I'll use that tool, but I don't have to do that because our bodies have the capability. Your body, anybody. They don't have to know about the fifth dimension. They don't have to know about...
No, they don't have to know it. It happens spontaneously.
You just have to have cells in your body. If you have cells in your body...
We're all lucky with that.
You know, then you can understand that cells communicate at a specific frequency, and you do too.
Absolutely.
If you can learn to, recognize and sensate that frequency, which is what I teach, then you too can sort of act like a battery cable and just sort of hold the energy, and the person's cells will go, oh man, I remember that. I remember that original frequency. I can see a stem cell, and then the body itself, you know, does the work. I don't really do the work. I don't.
Absolutely.
I can. I mean, I'm an intuitive, so I can do what you said. But I don't usually.
Well, you think you don't, but you do. Anyway, the mini enlightenment sessions and this awareness training is really important because so many people don't want to meditate. Some of them say it's against their religion, and some people say, I don't know how, I can't still my mind, and you still hear all of those complaints. But it is important to teach them this awareness and why getting into this quiet state, whatever you want to call it, Madeline, is important. So could you share some of that with us?
Well, that's the great thing about this is that, because I know, of course, you know, I've had a lot of students and a lot of clients, and they say all of that, but you don't have to do any of that because you can feel what source energy feels like.
You can, but other people can't. That's what I was saying.
Absolutely, absolutely can. All of my students after the weekend can.
After the weekend, but I'm talking about a person that's coming in off the street, not somebody
that
you're training.
They don't have to. Yeah, well, they don't have to. They don't have to. They just have to, you know, tell me what's going on, and I'll see if I can.
Trust enough to relax.
If I can get their bodies. Yeah, well, the energy, I'm running this energy, and so everyone relaxes around me.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. That's called holding the energy. And I know that wonderful positive changes have happened. Have you written a book, Madeline? Are you writing a book?
I will write a book about this someday.
Okay.
I haven't so far.
But if you're
journaling,
you're going to have a book, right?
There's a lot of articles on my website.
Tell us about the cancer patients and the doctors that you work with.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. I actually don't usually do energy work with cancer patients unless I have other students working with me. Mm-hmm. This whole thing started 20 years ago. My dad was diagnosed in the last stages of prostate cancer, given a couple of years to live. And we went to Germany and went to Mexico and California and New York and tried all these alternative stuff, and nothing worked. But when he started dying, I thought, well, I could help. I could certainly help him die more peacefully. And I had my students and I working on him. And I also, you know, I'm an expert in nutrition. I know how to detox somebody without killing them. And so we did kind of that work, too. But after 5 or 6 months, my father's almost all gray hair turned almost all black, and he had another 8 spry pain for years. So that set me on a mission to really understand.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And what I found out that there is, of course, a physical component of it, that you do need to, you know, change your diet. But
yes,
you need to remission. You need to repurpose your life. And so that's the
change your thoughts. That's true.
And especially with cancer patients, that they there's a mechanism that's going on that's internal that they can actually get to and turn on their own immunity by understanding.
This is wonderful information. Now, we're going to listen to somebody that says it very well in a song. It's called Everywhere by William Vitalis. And then we're going to be back and we're going to talk more with Madeline, male clairvoyant, teacher, healer, and seer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Let's listen to what William has to say.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first light is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see.
That was William Vitalis singing, "You Are Everywhere." And what a beautiful song. It's talking about how the energies are in every blade of grass, every tree, every leaf, everything. So I'm here. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And I'm here with Madeline Suzo. And we're talking about energy and we're talking about cells and cellular memory and everything. So Madeline, let's continue. I'd like you to talk more about the practical and scientific way to do it. So tell me about what you feel when somebody comes and they're in discomfort and you want to put them on the table and work with them, and tell me how that all works. What's the basic parts of it?
Well, I had mentioned it before, but basically we are all made of cells, and so something like 30 trillion cells. I've heard Deepak say that. Deepak Chopra, that we made of something like 30 trillion cells. So each cell is like a battery, and it has different memories in it and different battery powers. And there's one battery frequency that began when we were in the womb. It's the creation frequency. It's also the frequency of stem cells. So it goes dormant a few months after birth, but what my teacher, Bob Rasmussen, found out was that you can actually tap into that and wake up that dormant frequency of creation and radiate it. So if I'm radiating at that frequency and I touch your body at a specific point, mm-hmm. most likely your body will begin also to remember and radiate at that frequency.
That's true. That's like the story of the 100th monkey. So you're working on them, and I believe this is a very strong alternative and a shift from you know, worrying about what the symptom is to getting right down to the regeneration of cells.
Exactly.
And can you feel it as you're working? Can you feel the shift?
I can, and that, thank you for asking that question. So I've been doing this for 25 years, and I'm just, having a wonderful time as a practitioner and teaching other people. But what I became to realize over time was that I was also, as the practitioner, raising my own frequency, which is what I believe, after 5 years of teaching and seeing clients, what pushed me into this, what I call a oneness state of kind of enlightenment, because I was raising my frequency every time I was doing it. So I began to, now I'm sort of more talking about it as a self-healing process. So yes, it's great, to be able to help your family, your parents, your elderly parents or your children, when they're hurting and maybe the doctor doesn't know what's going on. You don't have to feel powerless. You have something very powerful and right in there in your hand, the instruction. But at the same time, for anyone who's interested in being in a completely peaceful state, which is our natural state, which is what I call a oneness state, that you this is one way to actually learn through physical sensation. You don't have to know about the fifth dimension. You don't have to know about meditating. And you don't have to know about any of that stuff. This is a natural, physiological, biological process that we are capable of, and why not learn it?
I think that's very true. And I do think that it happens spontaneously. But what about some of the people where it doesn't happen spontaneously? What do you think that's all about?
Well, we're very complex also, as you know. And there are a few cases where I'm working on someone and I'm holding this frequency for them and their body doesn't quite...
It rejects it.
Frequency. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that could be a lot of things, but mostly a habit of kind of a sabotage of not being able to accept light and love.
I think it's a little bit different than that as well. I think that it might be that the body isn't used to it. It's rejecting it because it is such a high frequency, and maybe it's not quite ready to come into that powerful area yet. It needs to work a little bit more.
Yes, that could really be, sure. Yeah.
And if they've never done energy healing before, and I'm saying that because a lot of our audience hasn't, they're just hearing about it, and we want to show them how powerful it is. And sometimes you can remove a negative energy in one session, and sometimes it takes four. And that's what I was saying.
Oh, yes. No, I have some people. I had a woman, she had a child, and then 10 months later had twins. So she had chronic fatigue for 15 years. And she had tried lots of different stuff. And we're in Northern California, where it's the mecca of alternative healing. But it wasn't until she came to me that she got over the chronic fatigue. But I did work on her weekly for 5 or 6 months.
And that does wonders when you can work on somebody weekly. That somebody will give you that time for you to do it is wonderful.
Right. And I can work long distance too. I mean, I've worked on people all over the world.
But, I see that you that you quote Wilhelm Reich on your website, and he was my great uncle.
Oh my God. There you go.
That was my maiden name.
Oh my God. Wow.
Tell me about your sense of spiritual healing energy in your life now. How does that work for you? Do you have a meditative practice? What is your way of generating this?
I'm always in that state when I'm utilizing, or remembering the regenesis. So as I'm teaching or as I'm working on clients, I am in that meditative state, not because I'm meditating, but because that state is so incredible. It just portends, absolute peace. And then as far as my own practice, I'm constantly, on a daily, at least for, 10 minutes in the morning, but, usually for longer periods, just tapping in and remembering who I really am.
Oh, that's so important. I'm so glad you said that, because I think tapping in, or tying in, as I call it, every morning is key.
Absolutely.
It opens up your channel. And then all of a sudden you get these realizations. Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Oh, that fell into place. Some of these things that maybe you've been struggling with a client and you didn't know how it happened, all of a sudden I'll get a picture up in front of me showing me exactly what key did, exactly what triggered the healing, and it's just more information to teach.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I would like to know where people can get in touch with you. We're going to go into a station break, but I would like you to talk to us about your website and how to reach you.
Great. And I have a lot of great online presentations coming on, so anyone all over the world can know a little bit more about the work. And so you just check out my webpage. It's Original Wave. OriginalWave.com.
And that's all one word.
That's all one word. Or they can call me on my 800 number.
Okay. And what is that, please?
800-900-5581.
Okay. 800-900-5581. That's great. Well, we're going to be back and talk to you a little bit more right after this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in 3 regional areas: New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think, and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these
complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-visions.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com is making three books available to us. They will be released in the summer months of 2013. This three-book series, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, 2, and 3, are the culmination of 30 years of her teaching. Elizabeth has been blessed to open up her inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been an invaluable and priceless gift. She had many earthly teachers guiding her along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada, Dr. Joseph Shore, and most of all, the living saint, Amici, known as the Hugging Saint. Her inner angels and guides have also been lively and active in sharing a part of her incarnation as well. These lessons in the three books have been from many years of experience and rewards greater than anyone can put into words. It was Meg Stettner who asked her to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of the truth that came from so many people with similar experiences. Elizabeth has continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through a catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet Earth. Learning the chakras, how to apply them, how to go into deep meditations, how to protect yourself from negativity, wrap in white light, and learning to understand the essence of energetic healing has been important to Elizabeth and is invaluable to others as well. Elizabeth has had many exciting inner experiences. Some are shared in these three books, but the best is yet to come in her next book, which is her autobiography, Unlimited Realities. Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, will be available mid-June. Book 2, mid-July. Book 3, by September. Be sure to add these valuable teachings to your library. You can get all of them at Amazon.com. You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. The book that we've chosen for tonight is Frequency by Penny Pierce. In Frequency, Penny leads us into new territory of possible human development. Penny explores the dynamics of energy, thought, personal resonance, and our acceleration of ultrasensitivity. This comes from the new fifth dimension energies that are coming onto the planet. A simple shift in frequency raises your vibration and is often all it takes to change depression into peace, fear into enthusiasm, and stagnant, dead-end situations into magical results. There are other books, such as Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension by Elizabeth Joyce, as well as many indicators that tell us we are about to experience a rapid transition into a new world that will change the essential nature of who we are and how we understand reality. Transcending the coming chaos is possible with the tools that provided in the book Frequency. Very nice job, Penny. Frequency is an unprecedented gift for a person who is ready to evolve. This book is becoming a bestseller and guides you into some very important steps to your next life. Frequency by Penny Pierce is available at Amazon.com, local bookstores, and through the publisher, Beyond Words, the Inscription of Ateria Books. Get it for a holiday gift. It would be a wonderful present. Frequency by Penny Pierce. Have No Fear by Elaine Silver, and certainly does sum up what healing energy is and how your infusion with your cells in your body can be directed to do healing and regeneration. Have No Fear by Elaine Silver. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And my guest tonight is Madeline Souza, and she is a wonderful energetic healer, extremely knowledgeable with what she does. And Madeline, let's talk a little bit about Wilhelm Reich and the blue dot. And tell me what you think. He used to talk about that. Tell me how you think that's evolved a little bit.
Oh, it's so funny because my teacher, Bob Rasmussen, used to talk about Wilhelm Reich, saying that he had developed this high-powered microscope that could see into the cell, and he saw this blue dot. And so we've been sort of going with that. We don't really know how true that is, but I do have clients who they don't know anything about Wilhelm Reich or blue dots or anything, and they'll be laying on the table, and all of a sudden they'll just say, they'll go into kind of a very, when I do Genesis on someone, that people go into an incredibly twilight, wonderful, relaxed state, and I've had very many people over the years say, oh, I see blue dots.
Yes, that's actually the opening of the third eye. That's great. So And you teach a course, a wonderful training course, where you can communicate on a cellular level with the body, and you trigger healing responses, and you can awaken to greater states of awareness. Tell us about the courses and how you would go about doing that.
Thanks. So all my courses at the moment are in California. Occasionally I travel, but I'm invited to other places. And I have one coming up October 19th and 20th, and then another one in March.
Where will that be?
That'll be in California. One is in Burlingame.
Okay.
And we don't know where the other one's going to be, probably somewhere in Northern California.
It's near what big city? Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento?
Near San Francisco, yeah.
San Francisco, okay. That area. Yeah. So can you tell us what you'll learn?
Yeah. So in that class, the first thing people learn is how to locate and sensate this creation frequency, what I call the original wave. This is why I call my website the original wave.
Mm-hmm.
So this creation frequency. So everyone can learn how to access that sensation. And then, over the entire course of, 16 hours, all day Saturday and all day Sunday, then we have a workbook. And then as you're accessing this incredible frequency and learning how to put your own state in this wonderful, peaceful state, and then we go along the body and use the workbook to communicate to different parts of the body, because we work along the nerve plexi. If you know what the nerve plexi is, it looks like a bunch of lines throughout the body, like wires. So we have specific places that we kind of hold our energy along this nerve plexi, especially where the bundles are. And we learn also how to communicate with, the glandular structure. The glandular structure is what is the medium between the physical and the energetic. And so, like you were talking about the pineal gland before, so we can access, and enlighten. We'll send a little light and send a little bit of this incredible frequency to the pineal or any other gland. And that then informs the body, hey, there's been a change here. There's been an upgrade. And then the body, as long as there isn't too many blocks, will start to manifest and regenerate in a more clear and more original blueprint.
And the blueprint is the state of perfection, which Paramahansa Yogananda would say that is called the state of being. And the state of being is where you're in a state of vibration, that there is no disease. And Louise Hay teaches, I don't know if you know that, she was my teacher, that once it's on the body, it can be difficult to lighten up and remove. There's a lot that goes along with it, because for every physical ailment, there's an emotional counterpart. And so sometimes that's why people get stuck, or people get to a session and they can't go any further than where they get, and they want to go. They want to feel more comfortable, and they want to find more value in the session, but they can't until they resolve something. And sometimes that will come out in the healing, like you're still angry with your mother, or you're still holding it about your sister, and that type of thing. It's very helpful, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's so great about Regenesis, because I've had this happen a lot of times. Even though there may be blocks, and there may be ancestral issues or karmic issues or astrological issues or whatever, childhood issues, which, absolutely all of that is there. But at least the body now is raised in its frequency so that you can get to the next level. The next level just has to be revealed, because you're not the same. You're not the same person. Something has been introduced on a higher frequency.
And once that does come in, it doesn't go away. It doesn't just come in and go out. It's very powerful, but it can take a while, and sometimes people can feel headaches from it, or they can feel a little shaky from it, or they'll start to process and they won't understand it. And that's where verbal guidance comes in, Madeline. Don't you find that you have to talk to your people as well as work on them energetically to help them understand what's happening to them?
Absolutely, especially if there's, you know, cancer involved. Absolutely. I happen to be very good at diving into, well, here's an example that I use. I say to people, you know, do you want to change, you know, this condition? And they go, oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. And I go, okay, great. Well, you know, when you look out on the ocean, they say the ocean is calm today. We all know that's 2% of the ocean story. Because underneath that, you know, it's like, real story.
It's all the turbulence.
Yeah. And so,
eating fish.
Yeah. So the 2% may think, yeah, you know, but, you know, so you have to bring that into alignment. So I've been doing this work. I've been doing energy work and healing work my entire life. And so, yeah, so then I will take people in there, you know, very gently. And, you know, because it's we have a lot of gates at the door.
And some of us don't realize consciously how we're holding something.
Absolutely.
You know. And when we see it, sometimes we say, well, I really don't want to change my opinion on that, or they're still in their ego, and then they'll still hold the discomfort until that starts to ease. But I'm finding, Madeline, that when you do have the new energy in you, and you say, I don't want to let go of this, that as you talk about it, the subtle energies start to move, and you might have a dream, or you might have some kind of a freeing up inside of you while you're sleeping and not even know it, and wake up in the morning and feel totally different.
Right. Absolutely. You have an insight or something shifts. And the thing is, too, I always tell people, if they don't want to let go of it, that's great. You know, a large thing is we just need validation for our feelings. A large part
that's
of
true.
The thing is just, okay, that you have every right to, you know, to have that feeling. And so when you're ready, you know, then that will be the time.
Maybe when you're ready, we can ease it for you, ease the pain of that feeling for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a choice. When I work with people, I let them see that pain is a choice, and you can still hold the memory without the charge on it. That's
correct.
The shift.
The shift is I want to hit you back. And instead of wanting to hit them back, they'll say, well, they did that, and I guess that's who they are. You hear the difference? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they let go of the emotional charge. Because it's our emotions that we have to handle. We cannot control circumstances that happen around us. But we can control our reaction to them.
Right.
And that's what brings disease. If we have violent and intense emotional reactions, that can harm the body. Just like slapping somebody across the face can harm the body. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the bomb, of course, is the light coming in and the frequency that comes in that helps to heal. And it does. It's painless, but it is wonderful. It's hard to explain. But I think we've done a good job.
Yeah, and I have a lot of information on my website, too, about this stuff.
And what is your website's address again, please?
OriginalWave.com.
And that's all one word, OriginalWave.com. And after the show tonight, we will put this pod up on our archives, and people will be able to go to your website from the pod directly. Is there anything that you'd like to add? We're beginning to wrap up the evening. It's been wonderful having you. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Yeah, if anyone wants to call in, I usually offer, like when I do radio, I usually offer like a 15-minute free mini session. If anyone wants to call in, 800-900-5581.
And they would mention that they heard you on Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Exactly. And
they can have a free mini session with you. That's wonderful. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, October is here, and we are walking through the coolness of the fall and shoring up for winter. So you got to get to see Madeline and get yourself started so that during the winter you can curl up and work on healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for coming, Madeline, and I'm sure we'll have you on again at some point. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and Let's Find Out, and we are at the end of the show. We're going to be going into the meditation part of the show, and that will be working your spiritual chakras. So sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. Keep your spine straight. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And here we go into the meditation. Thank you very much. We'll see you at the end of the month. Good night. The Ascension Invocation to Unify the Chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Make sure your spine is straight. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and sit for a moment as you listen to Richard's music. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Feeling relaxed. Feel your breath begin to shift a bit. Feel the breath become finer, clearer, and crisper. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, opening my heart chakra into a beautiful ball of yellow gold light, allowing myself, my universal body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my throat chakra and my solar plexus chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, and blue within, through, around, and beyond my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my brow chakra and my navel chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, indigo, and silver within, through, and around my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my crown chakra and my root chakra in one unified field of light of red, yellow, gold, and violet silver within, through, and around my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra, 8 inches above my head, and my ninth chakra, 8 inches behind my head, in one unified field of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and magenta silver within, through, and around my body. I allow a wave of highest consciousness, the fifth dimension energies, to move between these three points. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra above my head, around to my upper thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, ultraviolet, and yellow gold, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my universal body to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my ninth chakra behind my head and my lower thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, magenta silver, and yellow gold,
within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my consciousness, the universal body, to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 10th chakra, 12 feet above my head, around to my knees in one unified circle of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and clear yellow, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my spiritual, universal body and the chakras to merge with my physical body, forming a unified field of light. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 11th chakra, 24 feet above my head, and my upper calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, deep indigo silver, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the universal body to merge within a unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 12th chakra, 36 feet above my head, and my lower calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, diamond clear, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, around, and beyond my body, I allow the holy and divine masters to merge around and beyond my body within the unified field. I am now one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing the 13th chakra beyond the golden door, 44 feet above my head, and my foot chakras in one unified circle of light of yellow, gold, amber, and diamond clear within, through, and around my body. I allow the I Am vibrations to merge within this unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my spiritual, universal, and physical body to below my feet, surrounding my aura in one unified circle of light of clear yellow and amber within, through, around, and beyond my body, creating the fourth circle around my auric field. I allow the source's presence to vibrate and move throughout this unified field. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra. I ask the highest level of my spirit to radiate forth from my center, the 4th and 10th chakras, filling this unified field completely. I radiate forth throughout the day. I am one with the universal light. I live within the universal light. I love within the universal light. I walk within the universal light. I am sustained and nourished by the fifth dimension energies and surrounded by the universal light. I joyously serve and join with the universal light. Now I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am, I am, I am. I have merged into the oneness. My spiritual chakras have opened, and I know now that we are all one. I harmonize with the universal light. Therefore, in the name of my universal body, my spiritual being, and my physical body, I choose to become one with all. I am a wave of vibrating light. I am. I humbly give thanks to the divine that this is complete.